You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, good one.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, I think we were due for this. Mariachi...
Vasquez?
Okay.
Yeah.
God, they were good.
So good. And they're full outfits guitar. With the hats and the big guitars.
The big guitar.
Oh, I love it.
30 minutes away from today's Mindbender. We'll have that at 7:30. And then Bill Relief an hour after that at 8:30. Yesterday, Jeremy was talking to me off the air about this story that allegedly with the pandemic this year, people have turned, you know, for at least until people started breaking all the rules, the bars were shut down and people didn't have places to go and congregate. And there was a lot of things going on, like bird watching, they said, was up. And a variety of other outdoor activities. And then suddenly, instead of birds, what people were watching were UFOs.
Were the skies?
They were looking up, hey. And they say that this year has been a banner year for the number of UFO sightings that have been reported.
Right. It's like a big hobby now. I would imagine there's probably Facebook groups with this and Instagram groups. And
well, there has to be.
Like, I wouldn't even really know where to start with this. Like, how to... Well, I guess you just start by going outside when it's dark and looking up in the sky, but are there chat groups or, I mean, T-shirts, a handshake? Is there more to it?
The best way to get started is just to sit down at your kitchen table. Get something nice to drink that you really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and a pad and a pen, and sit down and make something up and write it down, and then report it. That's the best way to do
right.
it. Just dream something up that sounds preposterous.
Yeah, that's good. You know, this is going to work.
Blast it out, and it'll get spread around the world, and you'll become a celebrity.
All right.
And
that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to include a good probing story.
It has to include probing. You can't talk space or aliens without a good old-fashioned probe.
Truly old-fashioned.
A truly old-fashioned probe.
Okay.
Although a lot of people, I'm kind of in this group, the more stories I hear about this, a lot of people think that they're already here, Dom, that the aliens are already here. They've been cloaked. They're in disguise, and we're basically like a big old zoo to them, and they're just kind of watching us right now, watching us live our lives, and maybe interacting and not us knowing it.
Why would they do that?
Just
I've always
funsies.
Laughed at the whole thing about, you know, that they're here and we don't know,
because
I always
be
think about if when our species finally, if it ever got the technology to go somewhere, would we go hundreds or thousands of light years arrive at another location and then hide behind a tree.
To them, I mean, it might be entertainment, though. I mean, it could be just.
Is that what we're going to do?
It could just be entertainment, I guess.
We're going to finally show up, finally find other life, and then we're going to hide and peek out from behind a bush.
No, they have cloaking devices. They're not hiding behind bushes.
No.
They're cloaked. Yeah. Like, they're already in the sky. We just can't see them. Hovering.
You know, I don't want to, like, ruin your fun here, but I will tell you there's more of a likelihood. This is what I like. Instead of the whole thing about aliens visiting us, what I'm much more on board with is the fact that there is a greater chance of something, there's a greater chance that it's happening or happened than of it not happening or have happened.
Right.
And that is that you are a simulation.
Oh, a simulation.
You're a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not real, that we are simulations in some big video game. From some creature. It's actually a better chance of that than it not being true. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. So that none of this is really
so this
real.
Is all pre-programmed, or somebody's just sitting at a computer somewhere where, like, playing Sims, and we're the Sims.
Correct.
Huh.
And what this is based on, it's mathematically more likely. Because if you look at the exponential growth of virtual reality
mm-hmm.
and artificial intelligence and supercomputers, if you look at the growth of it, we'll get to the point where we start playing those games. So mathematically, there's a better chance that creatures somewhere have already developed that technology mm-hmm. and we are the Sims.
And we're it, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Elon Musk is big on that, isn't he? Kind of? That there's like that.
I don't.
exponential? No. It seems like he is.
But
maybe not.
Probably none of us are real and living creatures. We're just simulations, which would explain a lot about the whole thing where you're sometimes going through your day and you're driving somewhere and you arrive and you have no memory of the whole drive. You know, you just kind of
zoned out. It was a glitch in the system.
Or we supposedly, quote, go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
But it could just be that somebody's shutting the game off for a little while.
Maybe. Or that whole thing that we're inside a cell, like we're living in a cell inside somebody's body. Mm-hmm. So like we're in somebody's body right now.
Which is our universe.
And we're microscopic in that person's body, but that's our universe.
Mm-hmm.
Woke! I don't know. I
do
still
like
little aliens hiding behind trees. I don't know. No. I don't know. I would love to hear from people this morning, though, if they're part of some sort of extraterrestrial UFO sighting group, whatever you call yourself, or if you've had an experience or if you've seen one. Because there's so many stories about these. How can it not be true? People, I mean, not everybody can be making this stuff up.
Well, no, I'm sure people see things that they can't
explain.
There
has to be things. The military just released a bunch of videos like half a year ago about all the stuff that their pilots have seen that they can't identify flying around. What is all that?
That's the thing. It is an unidentified. That doesn't mean it's alien.
But the way these things move, it was alien to them. What do you think it was? A smudge on the camera? They were decloaked.
How about when people go outside and they throw pie tins up in the air and then they take a picture of it?
Mama, come look!
Right. Hey, what happened with, speaking of aliens and stuff, what happened to the whole thing about storming Area 51? Remember how everybody was going to do that and they were talking about tens of thousands of people? Did anybody, I don't even remember how that turned out. Did like even one person show up?
I think the military basically laid the smack down and said, give it a try.
Because they
and supposedly all the stuff, all the aliens and stuff, it's not even at Area 51 anymore. They've moved it to a different remote location.
Area 52?
It's around that area, but it's in a mountain somewhere over there, supposedly. I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast with the guy. What's his name? I don't remember his name, but he was one of the people that originally was working on some of the UFOs that they found out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he is listing all these details and blah, blah, blah. And some of them have now come true or come to light. So everyone's like, this guy is speaking the gospel when it comes to UFOs.
Well, if it was on the Joe Rogan podcast, it's got to be true.
They were not high or anything when they were talking about it.
You know, Joe Rogan is one of my favorite simulations.
I wish I had his simulated paycheck.
No kidding. And his studio.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Oh,
I know.
How about that studio?
I know. Did you see his new one he's building, too?
I heard that he's building yet another new one. Yeah.
Anyway, so if anyone has UFO or alien experiences, give us a holler this morning.
See, I am not a believer in the whole UFO thing, but I'm like Mulder from X-Files. I want to believe.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I want this to happen.
I would love to see something, you know? Like,
sure.
I really, really look when I'm up camping, you know, and it's pitch black up there and it's dark and you're in the mountains, which is prime territory for UFOs. I look around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gaze up, see if anything's zipping around.
Nobody wants it more badly than I do, but I don't believe
it.
But I love the stories. Listen to this story from Jill. She writes in, she goes, my grandmother swore that she actually spoke with extraterrestrials when she was a little girl. She lived on a farm in Wisconsin and swears that two creatures came down and told her they wouldn't hurt her but needed to probe her mind. And they touched her head and she blacked out. When she woke up, she was 100 miles away and had to make her way back home.
That's creepy.
I have no idea if she was full of it, but she believed the story and almost teared up every time she told it. It's my favorite memory of her. That's from Jill.
That's creepy right there. What did they do to her?
What did she do?
She blacked out.
How did she get 100 miles away? Or did grandma just kind of go on a joyride?
Grandma was smoking the pot weed, I think.
Yeah, a little moonshine.
Grandma
there.
Had a hemp farm. The best message of the day comes in from Kim. Kim says, sorry, boys, I'm currently getting probed. Can't call in. Thank you, Kim.
You win.
It's 7 a.m., Kim.
to the phones we go. Here's Barbie on the line. Good morning, Barbie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're trying to believe here, Barbie.
It's such a great morning. It would be a great morning to be abducted by an alien, but I don't know.
No, I'd want that to happen like on a Monday. Not the day before Friday.
Okay, especially with a three-day weekend.
That's right, yeah. So what's on your mind, Barbie?
I think that we're a simulation, and I'm played by an angry teenager. I mean, he's really got to be pissed off that he's doing my mood swings as a mother.
So you're buying into the simulation theory.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're going around, you're having a great day, and then all of a sudden, who didn't do the dishes? How come the dishes aren't done? And so, at that time, his mom told him, hey, go do the dishes.
So you have how many kids do you have?
I have six.
You have six kids, Barbie. So so you this kid created six monster kids for you then.
Yep. Oh my. He's probably an only child.
I don't know. You've had a lot of simulated sex, is what it sounds
speaking
like.
Speaking of getting so.
Or a lot of simulated alcohol.
Yeah, Barbie.
Barbie, go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, okay? Barbie.
All right, have a great day.
See ya.
And on that note.